All right, guys. Good evening. Good evening. You can hear that thunder in the background, but tonight is call number 15, and tonight is Monday, June 8th, 2015. Time is now a couple minutes after 8 o'clock. We're going to go ahead and get started with tonight's Money Monday. Of course, these are the calls that are designed just for you guys, young people, their parents, their mentors, teachers, big brothers, big sisters, et cetera. Anyone really who wants to become better, these calls are designed for you. Tonight's topic, guys, tonight's topic, and this is one that I think everybody knows somebody, if not being the person themselves, who struggles with procrastination, right? Tonight we're going to give 10 tips, 10 really, really simple tips for you to be able to personally crush the life out of procrastination and hopefully get back some of the time that procrastination is currently stealing from you. So that's tonight's topic. If you guys don't know me, my name is Sadiq Ali, and I'm a speaker, I'm a trainer, and I'm also the founder of Millionaire Manners Academy. And again, most importantly, though, we started these calls as really just an attempt to reinforce, right, as a force to reinforce all the different things that we sort of hear that are positive that we might forget, or if we're feeling down on ourselves, we want to reinforce and build ourselves up. That's why we started these calls, okay? And the bottom line, these calls are about belief, right? Belief in yourself and the fact that nothing moves in this universe unless you believe, right? Nothing else happens until you believe and then you start working as if it's already true, right? You see, I have one of my mentors. He says that people used to say back in the day, right, I'll believe it when I see it. But the thing is that it actually works in reverse. You'll see it when you believe it. So just a little bit about belief, and just belief being one of the most powerful forces on the planet, right? Closely linked to the word that we know as faith, right? Is that you can't see all the things that are unseen and all the different forces, et cetera. Like, you can't see gravity, but gravity is a big deal. You can't see a lot of the other things that we know are true, but they're there. The same is the case when we're talking about those things that are guiding us and are just being those positive forces in our lives. We have to believe that that stuff is present all the time. So this is the second call in June, right? So, of course, we hope that not only is your June off to a great start, but also that your Monday and that your week is off to a great start as well. There's only a couple of days left, right, until the official start of summer. So we got to make the best of this entire sort of, you know, time that we're in the middle of, et cetera, as things sort of get underway. So I want you guys to be keeping in mind that the object of the game is to work smart, not always working hard, but we know that you have to work hard in order for your talent to be able to sort of get the most potential out of what it is that you already have, right? Because that's the thing. Talent never beats hard work if hard work beats the talent on the back end. So I want you guys to keep that in mind as well. So take a couple of notes. We'll just listen if you're out and about moving around or driving, et cetera. Make sure you guys are already connected with us on all the different social media. And let's get going. If you guys already don't know, the each week we have a quote of the call. We have a quote of the call. So in addition to making sure that, again, you guys have the mindset to share whatever information you get from this call, again, like I said, don't be afraid to take any notes as well. So let's get into it. Tonight's quote of the call. Tonight's quote of the call, right? And this is a good one. Tonight's quote of the call is procrastination, right? That's what we're talking about tonight, right? 10 tips to crush procrastination. But the quote is, procrastination is a lot like a credit card. It's a lot of fun until you get the bill. I'm going to say that one more time, right? Because it's simple, but it means a lot. Procrastination is just like a credit card. It's all fun until you get the bill. So what does that mean for us, right? First, let's define procrastination very quickly before we get into the 10 tips, right? First off, right, procrastination is the habit that you form, right, that is the act of delaying something that you could do right now, putting off something until later, right? I think I've said that in a call before, right, is that sort of one of the greatest fallacies and the greatest falsehood that we're all living on a day-to-day basis is that tomorrow is going to show up, is that tomorrow has come. We think that just because every single day up until today showed up right on time, we think that tomorrow is guaranteed to show up. Nothing could be further from the truth. We're all living on borrowed time. And everybody has some sort of internal clock that's ticking for us and that can expire at any moment. We have no idea when that moment's going to be. So we have to be out here working and not wasting time, because we can look up and then it could all be over. So we want to make sure that we're maximizing our time on this planet, maximizing the number of people that we can impact and affect through our good words, our good deeds, our good example. So I had the opportunity to speak at a fifth grade graduation today. And that's one of the things that I told them, again, is just one of those other big misconceptions, is the fact that words actually can hurt. Words actually do have power. We were taught sometimes as young people growing up, like, oh, you know, just ignore it. Words don't matter. Words can't hurt you. Absolutely false. Words can hurt you, right? So we have to be in the habit of, again, watching what we say as much as what we do, because how we build those relationships, et cetera, say a lot about who we are as individuals. The same can be said for those who value time, which is the root of what we're talking about here, is time management. So procrastination is a time stealer. It's a time thief. And again, it's given us a false sense of hope or the false sense of reality that I have until tomorrow to get whatever done that I need to get done. It doesn't work that way. Do it now. Especially do it before procrastination becomes a way of life for you, right? Because procrastination is a bad habit. We talk about that all the time on a different call, is that we want to be forming good habits, not bad habits. And in order for you to break a bad habit, it's really a two-step process, as opposed to forming a good habit. It's really only a one-step process. That's just doing the thing over and over again. But to break a bad habit is actually a two-part process. You have to first stop doing whatever it is that you're doing, and then B, or part two, you have to replace it with something else. So along with us crushing procrastination for tonight, we want to be able to offer alternatives, right? Or should I say that really each of these tips is not only a way for you to crush the habit of procrastination, but it's offering you an alternative as well. So the whole point is to stop procrastination, and then the second point is to replace it with a great habit that will allow you to maximize your own time, okay? So that's a little bit about procrastination. Remember, it is the time thief. It is the time thief, okay? And again, it is the act of delaying or putting off, right, something until later that could be done right now or today. So let's talk about procrastination, right? 10 tips to crush procrastination. Number one, the first step to fixing anything is, first, you have to recognize that it's a problem. So number one, you have to recognize that you're procrastinating on something, or that you have a habit of procrastination in general, right? So again, recognize the fact that either you are procrastinating on a particular item, or again, in general, you are just a procrastinator. And that means large tasks as well as small tasks. You put them off just the same. So first thing is, you have to recognize that you're procrastinating. Ask yourself the question, do I put off things that I could do right now? Do I put off things, right, until tomorrow that I could do right now in this moment? Okay, and that'll be a separate call that we do on time management and time management tips, right? But procrastination, first off, we just want to get it through our head that that is bad, and let's replace it with some different habits. So number one, recognize that you're procrastinating, okay? Number two, figure out why you're procrastinating, okay? So the first step is, first, recognize that you are. Number two, ask yourself why. We talk about that all the time on the calls, right? Asking yourself the question, digging in deep as to why you do what you do, right? That is one of the most elusive, most important, most powerful questions known to man. It's a three-letter word. It is both a word and an entire question. Why? So why are you procrastinating? Is it the task or the project at hand is too difficult? Is it because you don't understand it? Is it kind of not worth it? Because that's a separate point, is that if you're procrastinating something or procrastinating on something because it's not important, that means you shouldn't be doing it in the first place. It's probably a waste of time in and of itself. Right? So not only are you procrastinating on doing the particular task, the task itself might be a waste of time. So that's something else to think about, right? So number two, figure out why you're procrastinating and get to the root of that. Okay? That's going to get you back some time right there. Number three, schedule as many things as possible. Personally, I live by my calendar. I live by my schedule. It is one of the tools that allows me to, again, be effective with my time, but also it allows me to get more things done and allows me to not procrastinate, right? Because I'm scheduling things out. I'm putting things on a particular day, and I'm also attaching a particular time to them as well. So my schedule for tomorrow, right, is 9 a.m. I'm giving another speech tomorrow morning. So that's on my schedule, right? But also when I have, let's say, phone calls to make, or I have a really important phone call to make, just to make sure I don't procrastinate on that particular thing, I will schedule that out right on my calendar. 5 o'clock, call Susan. Or 12 noon, hey, send this email. So that way the most important things that I know I have to get done for the day, I schedule time to get them done, okay? And, again, don't be afraid of using a to-do list as you schedule out the particular times. See, because many people, they utilize a to-do list, but they don't get the things done because they didn't put a particular time next to it. And they didn't rank the priority of the particular tasks that are on their list. So if you have a long list of items, but you never say, you know what, this is the very first thing I need to do today, or you know what, this is a very small thing that I can do that doesn't take that much time, right? They don't make a lot of progress on their to-do lists, right? So again, don't be afraid to also write things down. Write out your schedule as well. So hey, at 8 a.m. I'm going to do this. At 10 a.m., right? And that's for my older callers who are out of school already, right? But and especially if it's on a weekend, schedule things out, write them out, okay? Tip number four, to crush procrastination. Number four, this is one of my absolute favorite too, guys, is when you sit down to do anything, set a timer. Set a timer for it. And by timer, I don't mean stopwatch, right? A stopwatch is when it's counting up, right? So if you're running around the track, you put your timer on your stopwatch, so it's telling you how long it's taking for you to do something, right? So if you run around the track and it starts at zero, you come back around, it's at 2 minutes. You know, it took you 2 minutes to run around the track. That's not the type of timer that I mean. I mean like a kitchen timer or an alarm, one that counts down. So if you know you have a long paper to write, right, and that's actually another tip as well, but if you know you have to send some emails or you know you have to read for school and you don't really want to read the particular topic, set a timer for it, okay? Set a timer for it. Set it for 15 minutes or for 20 minutes, and don't stop the particular task until the timer goes off. Stay at it. Be consistent. Be strong, right? Show some mental fortitude at what it is that you're trying to get done, okay? So I want you to be thinking of setting that timer and picturing that your time is going away and that it's melting away, but at the same time you're also being productive, okay? So use a timer, guys. Use a timer. Number five, reward yourself, okay? Number five, reward yourself after completing small goals or tasks, right? So many times we don't give ourselves credit for doing the things that we need to do, okay, or the things that we actually get done, right? So reward yourself, pat yourself on the back when you get something done. If you said, all right, today I'm going to go and, you know, talk to this particular teacher, something that you were procrastinating for a long time, right? I'm going to go and talk to this particular teacher. After you do it, then you have cause to celebrate. You have cause to reward yourself, right? Don't go overboard, right? A lot of folks were laughing and joking about LeBron after LeBron and the Cavs after they won game two of the NBA Finals just now. They said, man, it looks like he was celebrating like he just won another championship. So don't celebrate like that. But, you know, patting yourself on the back briefly for getting something done is a powerful thing. So I want you guys to, again, don't be afraid to reward yourself after you complete a small task or a small goal, okay? Number six, use a physical reminder on your time stealer. So in other words, if you know for a fact that you tend to procrastinate when the TV is on, right? Or when it's time for a particular show to come on, or your video games, right? That your video games might be something that you procrastinate with, or in my case, it might be having too many windows open on my computer. I'm working on something, and instead of me doing what I need to do, I'll procrastinate and I'll go and read an article. I mean, it might be an educational article, but it's probably not something that's helping me attain my goal that I'm working on at that moment. So therefore, I just let that article steal my time, and it caused me to procrastinate. So then therefore, I wasn't being my productive self. I wasn't being my best self. So that's a very, very powerful thing to kind of keep in mind, okay, is that you want to use physical reminders on your time stealers. So some examples of this might be, right, you might put a rubber band. You might put a rubber band around your cell phone. So anytime you pick up that cell phone and you're getting ready to procrastinate on something else or waste some time, that rubber band is going to tell you, you know what? It should jog your memory to say, oh, I got some items on my to-do list that I haven't gotten done for today. So this rubber band just reminded me that I'm letting my cell phone, or something else distract me or procrastinate or cause me to procrastinate from what it is that I need to do. Another example might be, right, a green book on top of your TV or next to your TV. When you see that green book, it should immediately make you think of your to-do list. Or are you watching TV at that moment, procrastinating on not doing something that you should be doing? And it should trigger you to get back to work. All right, guys? So that's a physical reminder, Number seven, we're getting close to the end. Number seven, break down problems into small pieces, right? So again, sometimes when we have a big goal or we have a big problem or a big task, it's so easy to procrastinate because truthfully, we're scared. Truthfully, we're overwhelmed. We don't even know where to start this big project. So that's where number seven comes into play. The concept, breaking down large problems into smaller bite-sized pieces, right? One of the most famous quotes is, right, the question of how do you eat an elephant, right? How does a lion or a tiger eat an elephant? It's a big old elephant. How do you eat an elephant? The answer is one bite at a time. One bite at a time. Or again, the journey of 1,000 miles. How do you get from point A to 1,000 miles? You got to take one step, and then two steps, right? And then three steps, et cetera, right? The exact same thing. When you have a 20-page paper that's due, you don't want to think of it as 20 pages. Oh, I need to sit down. I don't even know where to start, 20 pages. No, you have 21-page papers that you have to do. Or you only have 4-5-page papers to do. That's why you. That's how you want to break it down. Break it down into small, bite-sized pieces so you don't overwhelm yourself, right? So that way you don't just beat yourself up like, oh, man, I got so much work to do, et cetera, right? No, you only have a collection of small tasks that you have to get done, not a whole bunch of other stuff, right? Don't beat yourself up. Take your time and get it done one piece at a time, okay? But you got to keep that in mind. Number eight, analyze, right? Analyze what purpose certain tasks have. If they don't have a purpose or the results of whatever it is that you're working on right now can't be measured, then you're probably wasting time on that particular task and using that as, again, a time stealer or something that you're procrastinating on because you don't want to do the tougher of the tasks. So because you might be either overwhelmed or you might be feeling just like you don't know where to start. So in order to, get past that, or one of the ways to get past that is, again, make sure that what you're doing at the moment has actual value, right? Make sure that you're not just doing something just because it's there to do. That's one of the easiest ways to get a bunch of time stolen from you is to waste your time doing tasks that actually have no meaning, right? It's a very funny thing how that sort of works out is that you'll be working on something, you'll be feeling really good, oh, I'm making so much progress, but you look up and what you just did was actually a complete waste of time. And that happens a lot of time in a professional environment. People who, you know, people who are working or have jobs, et cetera, they'll look up and they've been working on something for weeks. And they come to find out they didn't even need to be wasting any time on it to begin with. That's also sort of disappointing, too, and demoralizing, especially after you're working on something and you think you've done such a good job and come to find out, again, it was just a waste. So anytime you're working on something, ask yourself, what purpose does this play, right? How does this feed into my larger goal? And then you'll realize, you know what, either I can delay this or, you know what, that's somebody who I might not need to spend time with or, you know, this task isn't really that important, et cetera. So really it's just a constant evaluation and you just taking the time to analyze all the different things that you're doing because, again, just because you're doing something doesn't mean that it needs to be done. If that makes sense, okay? Number nine. This is one that's going to feel a little counterintuitive because sometimes we're told that, oh, no, you need to do so many things right now all at once. That is multitasking. Stop multitasking so much. Stop multitasking so much, right? Multitasking is so frustrating sometimes because you'll look up and you'll keep getting interrupted. You'll keep getting interrupted, pulling away and doing this or that. So stopping the multitasking is going to take a lot of discipline because, again, we live in such a wired society. Technology is pulling us this way and that way. So sometimes we have the – it sort of feels like in order to get ahead, we have to be doing a million things at once. And this is one of those ones where, again, I personally struggle with it because, again, I'm busy. I'm doing a lot of different things, et cetera. So I'm like, oh, man, I have to be able to multitask. But in essence, think of multitasking like this. You end up completing half the things in double the time and at only about half of their potential result because, you know, you're working on a little bit of A, you're working on a little bit of B, you're working on a little bit of C, et cetera, right? Instead of, again, just finishing one thing at a time, then moving to the next. And then you'll look up and that one task has received all your full potential and all your full attention. So now you look up and it's going to be done way better than it would have been. And you're going to get it done quicker versus, all right, I'm going to do a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You don't make progress like that. It's one thing at a time, one after the other. You'll get a lot of done, okay? And number 10, finally, number 10 on the list is always finish what you start. Always finish what you start. And again, this is closely related to number 9, that is finishing one thing at a time, but sometimes we might not be multitasking, but that doesn't mean that we're finishing things either. So I want you guys to concentrate on finishing one thing at a time, finishing what you start. This will also help close the loops that drain mental energy because, you know, we don't finish things either in one sitting or we don't finish things. It sort of is draining because then you always have something sort of like hanging over your head, sort of lingering in the back of your brain like, oh, man, I need to do this or I need to do that. That's because you already started working on it, but either you didn't challenge yourself to make enough progress on it, so now it just sort of starts sucking the energy from you. And now you don't want to go back and finish anything. And then what does that lead to? It leads to more procrastination, which leads to, again, more time of ours being stolen and taken away, et cetera, which leaves less time to get stuff done. So those are the 10 tips that I have for you guys tonight. It's right at 8:30. 10 tips to crush procrastination. I really hope this information has helped you guys. That's really what I got for you guys tonight. So *6. Hit *6 to unmute yourself and either let me know about what's going on or let me know what you thought of the information. If you want to comment or anything, *6 to unmute yourself. *6. Anybody got anything? All right, guys. If not, we will talk to you
hey,
guys next Sterling. Week. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing, man? Do you have any like resources by any chance that I think you were talking about the timer? I know they have different apps for that. I don't know if you had something in mind that you use normally or.
Great question. You know, I have an iPhone, so it comes with the most phones have a clock app built into their phone already. So I'm looking at my phone right now, right? Yeah, so in the clock app, right on the iPhone, it has, like, world clock, so you can, like, see the time in different places, right? It has the alarm, it has the stopwatch, and then it has the timer, again, which is, we don't want to use the stopwatch one, because that's, and you could use the stopwatch sometimes if you want to say, all right, how long does it take me to do a particular task? That's actually really useful information, right?
Okay.
But the timer is counting down. So set it, you know, for 20 minutes. If there's a book that you need to read and you've been procrastinating, listen, I'm going to read for 20 minutes straight. Using a timer also helps with concentration too, which is, again, if you guys know like I know, your phone start buzzing or this or that, but that timer just really, really helps you stay focused on one thing at a time, man. So the timer app that's built into your phone should work pretty well.
Okay, gotcha.
Great question. All right, guys, anybody else? Anybody got any questions or comments or suggestions? All right, guys, we will talk to everybody next week. Feel free to shoot me a message. If you guys don't have my number, it's 443-271-3604. Shoot me a text message. Shoot me a tweet, Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff. And I'm going to talk to you guys soon. Have a great week.